Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. Wow. I didn't know if we would be starting the show this early, but it's a Thursday night, last show of the week. And for me, it's on the eve of vacation. I was talking to producer Mike right before we hopped on the air here. And I was telling him it's going to be hard not to check out early. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to have fun tonight. You know, the Thursday nights are meant for more of an open dialogue. If there's something you want to bring up, I have a couple of sports questions, and we're talking about this before. I've seen the rumors circulate back in that the Chargers may pack up their bags and move here to St. Louis based on some of the disputes that the former team here, the Rams, have with the city. Now, I don't know how many times I've heard that rumor since I moved here to St. Louis in the last couple of years, but it seems like it has ramped up and amped up. If anyone knows anything about that, maybe you can explain it to me, because I've read some tweets about it, but I don't fully understand why the Chargers would move here to St. Louis, or let alone why would we want the Chargers to come here to St. Louis. Maybe that's a bigger question, mostly because I think the city has been spoiled to the idea of the NFL. I think they've given up on the idea of the NFL. And you know what was also crazy? Listening to the game right before we went on the air, I was listening and I heard Mahomes went down. He had some sort of knee injury. Pretty scary moment there. He's like one of the biggest stars in the league. If you were in fantasy football, you probably drafted him easily top three, right? He was right up there to the top of that draft list. So that's kind of a scary moment to hear something like that, and it's a shame for Kansas City. Let me give you the phone number here if you want to call in to 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. That's the number you can call and communicate with us via telephone. The psychic abilities are still not working right now. I used to have some pretty good psychic telepathy abilities, but I don't have that right now. It's down. I've been feeling a little under the weather this week. I'm feeling much better today. It took me a couple of days to get back into the saddle and feel right again. But that part of it, that radar, that antenna is still busted at the moment. So you're going to actually have to pick up your phone to communicate with us. The carrier pigeons still can't get into the studio. Yeah, this soundproof glass that they put over here, can't get through it. I'm not a magician type of David Copperfield where I can stick my hand through the glass. Nope, can't do that either. But yeah, if anyone could explain that Chargers thing to me, we were talking about it right before I went on the air, and I'm still trying to figure it out. The Blues today played, and they lost in the shootout is what you're telling me, okay? So they pick up a point at least, which is all right. So that went to overtime, went to the shootout. Went six rounds in the shootout. Okay. That's a bummer for the Blues. So they've had a couple of tough breaks, but you know what? It's at least promising. They have a better start this year than they did last year because they're the defending Stanley Cup champions, you better believe it. You know, and I'm going to be out all next week, so I don't exactly know who's going to be filling in the days. I heard some rumors of who might be filling in, but you may have to listen starting Sunday night at 11 o'clock, and there's going to be a couple of different guests that'll be filling in. My family is going to be coming in, and then my wife's side of the family eventually will be coming in. But they're coming in because my son is turning 5 next week, and I still had a lot of vacation time I had to use at some point. So I thought, I'll take the week off. We'll have the family come in. We'll enjoy it while they're here. And this seems to be the right time. And my son is pumped up to turn 5. I keep telling them, hey, when you turn five, it's the law. You're going to have to start doing these things. There's like a whole list of things that responsibilities. So I don't know if he realizes that it's not the law, but it's nice to deceive a five-year-old into believing certain things to make him more independent. And this is the right time, I think, to kick him off with it, too. Oh, and you know what else happened? This is going to sound maybe a little bit odd for this listening audience, or maybe not. Has anyone thought about putting up Christmas decorations yet? There's advertisements for Christmas. I saw our friend Jeff, he tweeted at me at Ryan Recker, and he mentioned that the catalogs are already coming through the mail. Let me tell you something that happened. I did the commentary on it this morning on Total Information AM. I do these commentaries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. This is what happened. My son comes up to me and says, I want to put up the Christmas tree. I said, where'd you get that idea? Mom. Of course you got that idea from Mom. Okay, so let's figure out this. I start to play the game, and I'm trying to understand why in the world, before Halloween, they would want to put up a Christmas tree. So I have this conversation with them, and my son just likes the idea of having the decorated tree up in the house. He likes to plug in the lights. He likes the way it looks. We have this one decorative plant or whatever that you can plug in. There's little lights on it, and he likes to have it on during the day. I don't know why. He just does. And what ends up happening is we get into a conversation. I say, honey, why do you want to start decorating? And she says, well, it's chilly out. It's starting to get cold again at night. It just feels like it's the festive time of the year. We're starting to get back into the holiday spirit. Maybe we put it up early this year. I'm starting to figure out that she's trying to play me because she knows that this is going to be a no way. And then I'm trying to figure out, what is she trying to play me for? So she knows the art of the deal. It's not like she read the book, but she's a woman, and she knows how these things play out, and she knows she's got to ask for the stars and hope to get something that's at least close, you know, and work your way down, and maybe you'll get what you eventually wanted. So I said, no, we're not putting up the tree. And she said, all right. At least let me turn on the heat because it's starting to get cold at night. There it is. There's the compromise. I figured it out. Oh, turn on the furnace. We will not turn on the furnace. I started singing the song to her. There is no chance we turn on the furnace. It was not exactly like that. Then I started wondering, well, I wonder if I could call her bluff because I know what she's doing. And I said, you know, honey, the Christmas tree's in the garage. I saw a lot of spiders in that area. If you want to go get the Christmas tree, you're going to have to kill a whole bunch of spiders to get to it. That immediately, no thanks. Don't want the Christmas tree anymore. Oh, why is it only up to me? You want to know why it's only up to me? This is it. When you're the man of the house, you get to control the thermostat of the house, period. There's no question about it. There's only... You see, I get this message in the text box. Why is it only up to you? Man of the house decides when the furnace goes on, period. No doubt about it. Am I right? I'm right. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Any women listening right now, you know how it goes. Man of the house, they get to control the thermostat. In fact, Kevin Kling did a great whole nother story on it.
Have you turned on your heater yet this early autumn?
No.
So are you sleeping under a lot of blankets, like a jamboree, a Boy Scout camp out?
No.
And the house is comfortable?
Just one blanket.
All right, so it sounds like your house is really snug.
It's over in the Syndicate building, which is very snug.
Oh, you're part of the Syndicate?
Yeah, I'm part of the Syndicate, yes.
So they get heat coming up all the time from your neighbors who turn on the heat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lady below you with curlers on who's got the thermostat on 80, probably.
Who knows?
Have you turned on your heater yet?
I have not.
It's cold these mornings. How do you hold out? What do you say? What's your goal? What keeps you going?
The fact that I can save money. I'm kind of a tightwad. And the fact that it's really not that cold in my house, 64, 65. I can deal with that.
Sir, have you turned on your heater yet?
What was that?
Have you turned on your heater yet?
Nope.
How long do you think it can last?
I'm trying to make it to November.
November 1st?
Yeah.
That's thermostat day in your house.
Yeah.
And you get a feeling of like it's a contest of wills between you and the gas company?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to get past Ammon right now. So once I get past them, then well,
you're still paying for the summer air conditioning.
There you go.
Have you turned on your heater yet at home, or are you holding out to the last minute?
No, I have cut my heat on because I'm cold.
And what was the breaking point where you said, this is it, I have to turn the on button?
I just went on and cut it on.
Were you walking around the house in coat and glove?
No, I was all right.
Did you have a quilt on your lap as you read the paper?
No.
Were you drinking hot tea constantly?
No.
What made you break? Why did you have to give in and turn it on?
I was a little chilly.
Most people told me they like to set their thermostats around 67 or 68 degrees to keep warm, which brings up a great mystery. Why does 68 degrees feel warm in the house this time of year when in the summer a thermostat set on 68 for your air conditioning seems extravagantly cold? With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Mm-mm. See, you notice any of the women that Kevin spoke to on the street live alone. They are living alone. There's no guy in that house that would allow that heat to go on in October. You have to wait at least till November. It is the absolute code of men. You do not turn on the furnace until after Halloween, period. And if you can get it and stretch it out even further, good for you. You get bonus points. 436-7900 is the number, or 800-925-1120. And Fred's calling in from Ferguson. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
This is it.
I just want to say, if she's not happy, I'm not happy. And whatever she needs that temperature at, and it depends what the, what the weather curtails. I mean, you see what I'm saying.
I do see what you're saying. But Fred, you're giving up too easy. You can stretch it out. You could find ways to make it happen. There's a lot of things I'll give in on, and the thermostat is not one of them. Like, I'll bend and I'll break and I'll do anything she wants anywhere else, but I'm not putting the tree up in October, and I'm not turning the thermostat on to put the heat on in October either.
I always put up a real tree anyway, so I like trying to, keeping the tree watered and I got a two-story, with two different temperatures.
Uh-huh.
And heating.
How many years have you done a real tree?
Oh, about six.
Oh, okay. Where do you get them at?
Oh, usually over in Florissant.
Oh, okay. How much does a real tree cost anyway?
Oh, my God. They can be 40. It depends how much you want to spend.
All right, so you're not going 60. Cheap on those things. Yeah, they can be pretty pricey.
Oh, they always are.
Yeah. All right, Fred. Hey, thank you for that. Good to hear from you. All right, bye.
Have a happy holiday.
I will. We'll see you. Thank you, Fred. Oh, thank you. All right, 436-7900 is the number, or 800-925-1120. You know, Fred wants to keep his wife happy, I'm telling you. And I'm sure there's women that may be listening right now that think, no, if I want to go turn on the thermostat right now, I could turn on the thermostat. Well, you know what? If you got a guy living in the house, it's not that simple. I mean, there's a lot of things the guys will do anything. You know, what's that Meatloaf song? I'll do anything for love, but I won't turn on the thermostat in October. We'll take some of your calls. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.